Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Made in Scotland 80s podcast.
Monsters are coming. Kids are in their beds. White noise for lullabies. Fill their little heads. What did you say about sunshine? What did you say about...
Well, that is Kevin McDermott's new song, Wahcracker. Excellent. So if you want to buy it, it's called Tell Me. You will get it on Kevin's Bandcamp page. Go on. It's only a quid. Swear, listen to it. Get yourself a quid and get this bought for the man. What a song. Anyway, today's episode is going to be a live episode. Getting a wee theme going there. This is our second live episode, recorded live at the Woodside venue. So a huge thanks to John McTaggart and all his team up there for asking us up. Really enjoy our time there, it's brilliant. So as this song's going in the background, what a tune. Thanks, Kevin. Just get it bought. But what we're going to do is we're going to get some live stuff. I'm just rambling here. We're going to get some live material from Kevin covering his whole span of career. And he's teamed up some acoustic set with the wonderful Nick Blythe, who's on this recording as well. Oh, listen to that bass. And we'll have some input from the crowd there. It was a fantastic night. So a huge thank you to, as I say, John McTaggart from the Woodside, and a massive shout out to McTee's Deli, which is awesome for your breakfast. So if you're ever in Aberdour, spend a night at John's, get a gig, and then go over there for your breakfast the next day. Superb. All the staff, thank you very much, so much hospitality up there. Brilliant. And we'll get some input from the crowd, so massive shout out to Terry and Davey for taking part, for Alan from the Fife Free Press and everybody else interviewed, and especially Thea for all your input at the end. And we'll have a wee chat about Thea's books in the 80s, so enjoy this podcast. Here we go, live. So this is another episode of the Made in 80s Scotland podcast.
Yep.
And we are at the Woodside Hotel Aberdour, and I am with none other than the legend of Scottish music, Kevin McDermott.
You can say that as many times as you like. I'll wear that as a badge of honour any day of the week. I think it's just because I'm past a certain age and I haven't quite succumbed yet, so there we are.
No,
but I'm delighted to be here and to be on your podcast.
Kevin, it's an absolute privilege to meet you.
Great.
You know, I've followed you for so long, and to see you play live tonight is just going to be brilliant.
Okay.
And I know there's been a huge buzz around the tickets for here.
Yeah, cool.
And this is quickly turning into one of those kind of bespoke, iconic places that, you know,
great,
for guys like yourself to play. So
I've seen it. Like, the whole idea was, like, I was flipping, there's only 3 weeks ago, I was like looking at the gig guide, trying to get the house, trying to kind of reassert myself and, you know, create a structure for myself and, yep, like, go and see gigs and not get too hung up and, you know what, and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I thought, well, there's nothing on. And I just thought, wish I was playing. So why don't I just phone a couple of folk and just go and play then? So that's why. I phoned John here. We've been ships that passed in the night for a couple of years, for a number of years now. So, and he very kindly said, well, why don't you do it in a couple of weeks' time? I said, aye, that's a really good idea. So we'll do that.
No, something off the cuff, spur of the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. It's one of the ones that you just go, you know,
good. Well, there's like, we were talking about prior to recording, just like capturing the essence of something. That is the essence of something.
Yeah.
It's just like the back of the van stuff on a bundling, and then you get out the other side and play, and then you get back in the... Well, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because that, in fact, is the essence of... Kiddies, are you listening? That's how you do it.
So one of my questions I was going to ask you, but I was going to ask it later, but I think we're at the point now,
right,
actually, is if there was somebody starting out in music, what would be your one piece of advice you would give them?
I do a bit of mentoring here, mentoring young adults. Just learn, first of all, learn an instrument, and then you will always have friends. As simple as that. Learn an instrument, you will always have pals. You'll never be lonely if you learn an instrument. And then you can decide whether you like it enough or you think other people are like it enough to get on a stage and let your mates, more mates, hear it. And if they like it and they clap and they think, do some more of those, then do some more of those. Because that's where it starts.
Yep.
It's like, there's the people, again, I'm sounding like some sage oracle here, but this spoon-fed, this flimsy fame thing.
Uh-huh.
Wrong. It's just like, it's so fleeting and non-existent. You're on a height of nothing. You
right.
know, maybe I'll be, you get on some program or other, but you're not going to enjoy it for very long. I don't think so anyway.
Yeah,
like,
well,
there you go. But is that a word of advice or is that a paragraph? Just learn an instrument, always have friends, and if you think you're good enough to get in front of, or if you think you're good enough, you quite fancy the idea of getting in front of a bunch of other folk in a room with a PA, go and do it.
Just do it.
Aye.
Well, that's it. Just do it. If you believe in it, just do it. And just follow your dream.
Well, that's all. Well, my very first gig was in a place called the Vaudeville Cafe, or Cafe Vaudeville, I'm not quite sure, in Charing Cross in Glasgow. A lot of folk played there for the first time. Justin and Big Dish played there at the first gigs as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a salutary lesson right there. Everybody rehearsed. It was like a graduation. Everybody rehearsed in Bentley Rehearsal Studios, which was in Bentley Street.
Right.
And Steve Shane talking into, first of all, making a demo, because I was like, fine, make a demo, you think I'm good enough? Of course you are, spend your money here. Right. And then you would graduate from there to a gig, and that gig was the Vaudeville Cafe, one street up,
right.
on Sucky Hall Street, just opposite the fountain, if you're from this area, from being in Glasgow, you'll know where that is.
Yep.
And then the guy that put you on there was a guy, I remember to this day, he was a spitting image of Hank Marvin. I remember, it's just like, you couldn't get any more like Hank Marvin if you weren't Hank Marvin. So you get paid a tenner and a baked potato. That was it. But here's the rub. This is where the lesson comes. You went round the corner to Ronnie Brown's at Carnarvon Link to hire a vocal PA. And the vocal PA cost you £12.
Right.
And you explained, right, Ronnie, but we're only getting paid a tenner. And with great gusto, well practiced, welcome to the music business. So you're down £2 from the very first gig. But, you know, roll with it.
Definitely. You've had so many reincarnations through your career, Kevin. I think we could spend a whole podcast on that.
Yeah, we'll do it again then.
Brilliant. Thank you. So we'll get that sorted. We'll get that in, get it in the diary, because there's so much I want to chat to you about.
Right.
I don't think we can do it tonight. Really, I want to ask you, who's in your band tonight, and what are we going to expect?
Well, there's only one of us. It's my wingman, Nick Blythe, who's multi-instrumentalist, but probably not a guitar player by his own admission. He's going to dine in with some back vocals and getting some guitar.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that if you've bought a ticket to see me play here acoustically, you kind of know that it'll be the rough and ready version of events that the song actually, the genesis of those songs, that's what you're going to hear.
Yep.
And you will, perhaps in your mind's eye, you will imagine the riffs and whatnot, the way they actually played. And Nick, bless his cotton socks, is dining in with a couple of riffs and some back vocals here and there. So it's very much a kind of like, you fancy this? All right, then let's do it.
Right.
So that's kind of what, it's not really a band, it's me and Nick.
Yep.
And Nick's only going to play in a few songs, but it's more about attitude. And like I was mentioning earlier, I just wanted to establish, you know, the fact that you do get out and play gigs. It's a normal thing to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of, like when back in the state in the Bleeding Novice, a lot of trepidation around for many, many reasons. I fell into that as well. And I was like, can I get a foothold in the way that things, well, not the way, things that I'm familiar with. So I just want to get out and about, and that's the reason that we're here playing.
Yeah.
So it's me and Nick just doing that, basically.
Well, I know there's a lot of love for you out there. There's a lot of, you know, when I'm posting stuff that's from Mother's Nature's Kitchen, Kevin McDermott Orchestra, or some of the other stuff, people are saying, this was the song of my youth. This, you know, so there's a hell of a lot of love for you out there. And,
to see
you live, it's...
Well, you can imagine, when that was 30 years on, I'm thinking, this is me and my mates having a carry-on. I mean, it's like, that's what that is.
Uh-huh.
There was no producer in the room. There was no Heidi. Island Records just gave us some money, go to the studio with some money, and left us to it. There's nobody in charge there, except me, I suppose, and the guitar player who had just left the Pretenders, Robbie McIntosh, who was crashing in my flat in Maryhill. So we were just kind of like, well, that sounds like Pretenders, Robbie, but you were in the Pretenders, that sounds great.
Let's get on with it.
You know, I was like, what we do tomorrow? Let's hire some timpani and put it all over everything. Great idea!
But I suppose when you don't have a record company breathing down your neck, or a producer, a big name producer breathing,
the creativity flows better, and you produce albums like Mother Nature's Kitchen, Bedazzled.
Could be, but I've never been in a room with a producer. I don't know what he does,
right?
Or she does. I beg your pardon. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It's been explained to me. It's like an extra member of your band. But I used to hear this, but like, you get the way a great record came out, and the first thing people would say, "Who produced it? Who gives a fuck?" Pardon my friend. It's like, it's not pardon me, but it's just like, it's, do you like it? Or do you not like it?
You know,
it's like, and then suddenly everybody's got to go and headhunt the producer du jour.
Mm-hmm.
And this island had the foresight, or maybe they were just being, I don't know, tight. It's just take some money and go and make a record for us, and then I think they get the shock of their lives when they actually what was like. That's pretty good, you know.
Aye.
We know it's pretty good. You know why? Because we're pretty good.
I know. Yep. So probably doing it that way is more rooted to who you actually, you know.
Exactly.
Bringing it through your soul and bringing it for that. You don't have these external influences on it, so maybe that's why it stands.
My good friend, a radio producer, Nick Lowe, who said, at the time I thought you should have given me a producer, and it's like, which is, to me, is a dagger to my heart. But now, it stands as it is because there isn't one, because there was no one there to chase the coattails of what the next fad was going to be. It's just like, well, we like it because it sounds like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I nicked a lot of stuff from things that I was listening to.
Uh-huh.
Sounds of, like, Springsteen's Tunnel of Love album. It's probably the only Springsteen album I really like.
Right.
But he did all that himself. You know, it's like the timpani and the Oberheim sounds on keyboards and things like that.
Uh-huh.
I just used the stuff that I liked.
Well,
and that's it. So that's probably why, if it stands up at all, which I've been told very kindly that it does stand up. So,
definitely.
There's that, but again, I've never really taken any guidance other than my mates that are in the room with me. It's just like, try this, that works. Or should we keep that? And then, well, for instance, Robbie on that album will put me seagull noises on the slider. He's looking at me, laughing at me. And he's the look is, are we keeping that? And I'm like, too right, we're keeping it.
that sounds a dream. That sounds perfect.
The recording session was just hilarious. I mean, we were doing blooming dance routines and stuff like modern, like the young generation, like where you pull your braces out and get on in a country style, and it like marks out of 10 from before. I mean, strictly ballroom, you get marks out of 10 for your dance moves, and then the recording starts.
Remember, they used to come up and tap them on the shoulder.
Yeah, well, was that one as well?
What was that? Was that Strictly? No.
Oh, I don't remember. It was a real 70s.
Or something,
I don't know. I think it was a 70s show that was just hilarious.
Aye.
Because I always see these guys grinning, like cheesy grins into the camera, and then they'd peel off, like going down a staircase and stuff like that. Just, we all had the same sense of humour. We couldn't understand why anyone thought this was entertaining.
Aye.
But we had to mimic it. So anyway, this is my recording session. So we did that. Yeah, before that, the Swede Crocodiles, which was. Again, that was just that song, Stop the Rain, which is still around and I love. It was only written a week before the studio because we had to have something.
Right.
The rest of the band, I think, were more influenced by the Velvet Underground and I wasn't. I was like, I like aggression and full steam ahead, harmonies.
Was it the Rizzolos?
I got this wrong. The 23rd of December 1978, I was at 79. I can't remember. The farewell gig, it's just like,
yeah.
And it absolutely blew my mind. It's just like, I was only 16. I just turned 16, and I'm thinking every 16-year-old in the world is having the same experience as me.
Uh-huh.
Unbeknownst to me, they weren't. Because I started working near shipyards at the time.
Yeah.
And the canteen was the place, the record player. He brought in the records, so everybody, you played the records that you liked
right.
through the speakers in the canteen. So that way you get an eclectic, somebody's got Utopia, Cole, and then there's the Buzzcocks, and then there's the Jam, and then there's it's just like, I'm getting assaulted by all this stuff, and I'm sitting there thinking, is this what everybody gets when they're 16?
Aye.
Well, other than guillotining each other's blooming tools and stuff like that, which we did as well. Which was, and setting fire to each other, which was just hilarious, as you can imagine.
Julia's right, she did say you had some stories to tell.
Oh, plenty, you know, you'd be sitting there, there's a row of welding booths or burning booths, and suddenly you hear me, mommy, in the distance, and the first thing you did if you heard it, check that you weren't on fire. Because somebody would have set someone on fire, and you weren't allowed to tell them until they were, you know, on the verge of being toast.
Seriously? we could catch up on that on like a huge.
Oh, well, we're skipping around stuff here. I know that we're leaving all over the place.
Double episode we could do with you.
Yeah.
So now that you're back out playing live and stuff, have you got any more gigs coming up in the future?
I'm going to do the Admiral next week again. Part of my, the kind of the same idea as phoning John here. Just phone Dave Ross at the Admiral. I could really just help me set my mind here. Just can I play?
Yep.
Simple as that. But there's new material coming out. I've been compiling new material for quite some time now, and it's really good. Really, and I know that that's a kind of stock answer. I love it because it's got all the stuff back to that. The stuff that I like is all on there.
Yep.
It's stuff that it's the XTC. There's lots of Beatley harmonies. There's lots of just slap it on, and because it's the stuff that I like. And there's a bit of Chic in there. And there's a bit. It's like my influences are in from the Carpenters to Joy Division.
Yep.
Why don't I just use it? You know, and it's like I'm not scared. I'm not scared of any of this.
Do you have any influences, or is there any kind of, let's say, from the last 10 years, is there any kind of music in that that you would listen to? Is there anything in there that kind of...
Last 10 years? Well, it's usually it's... I love young musicians doing their thing, but I'm finding that I love hearing young musicians whose influences I recognise.
Yes.
It's that I like.
Yep.
It's just like, that sounds a bit like... But I don't say it, it's just like, I know what you're listening to.
You're listening
to Todd Rundgren, aren't you? But I won't rain on that parade. I love hearing that, and I hear lots of bands doing stuff like that, which is great, which is really good, because they're picking up on the stuff that I do like. That to me is very heartening.
Aye.
There's nothing new under the sun. You know, it's like anything from Dylan to... I mean, these people are sponges. I mean, I'll admit to being one as well. It's just like, well, you need to... If you're not looking around to see what's happening, then you're going to get left behind.
Yep.
But you've got to put your own twist on. You've got to have a bit, dare I say, talent as well. Mm-hmm. You must have. You must have, or else everybody be doing the same bloody thing. So I'm not going to be coy and naive and say that like anybody can do it. No, that's not true.
No, it's not true.
You've got a sense of direction. You've got a start to follow, or whatever metaphor analogy you want to use. You must have it.
Well, you have definitely got it, Kevin.
Yay!
You know, you are one of Scotland's most iconic guys.
Well, you're very kind.
So glad to see you back out playing live.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to the night. I'm going to catch some of the people in the bar.
Great.
Pre-gig. And it's been an absolute privilege to talk to you.
What's the chat here? Well, let's do it again.
Before the gig. Aye. And sort
I know I'm waffling here, but I'm kind of like, well...
No, that's okay.
let's just yak for a bit, you know. But
aye. Kevin, have a fantastic gig.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you in there.
Great, okay. I better write a set list down. And it's not a set list so that I know what capo positions it's so I actually remember what tunes I've got. it's that simple. There's nothing more complex than that.
No. Well, we can't wait.
That's very kind.
Thank you, Kevin.
Very kind.
Cheers, thank you. So, we're on the Woodside. We're in the bar, and we are with...
Ralph and Lindsay.
Ralph and Lindsay, where are you from?
We're from Dunfermline.
Dunfermline, so when was the last time you were here?
Last October or something like that.
Right.
In the autumn for James Grant.
I think I was at that one as well.
Right, around that time.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Oh, superb, yeah.
So what made you come to see Kevin tonight?
I used to play one of his albums quite a lot.
Were you forced to listen to it?
Never heard them live, so knowing that it's good down here, it's nice and relaxed down at the Woodside.
Yeah. So it's a great venue, isn't it?
Yes.
It's really good. So was it Mother Nature's Kitchen you were playing? Can you remember?
Yes.
Was I?
Yes.
So I had a wee sneaky peek when he was doing his sound check. So Wheels of Wonder was the one I was.
Right. Okay.
So I think that's his most iconic one, but.
Right, yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Aye, good.
Is it just acoustic guitar type?
Yeah, there's just two of them. So,
all right.
So, well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the gig. And have a nice night.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
My name is David. I'm here tonight with my brother Terry. We're from this area. I stay in Dalgety Bay. My brother stays in Dunfermline. But we've been sort of big Kevin McDermott fans since the early days of Mother Nature's Kitchen.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Some album, hasn't it?
It's a great album. A brilliant album, aye.
Aye.
Even now, so listen to guitars and that on it, you know, and the lyrics
are
superb and that, so.
I was having a chat with Kevin in the other room,
right,
so he's like, do you know, it'll be acoustic, it'll be where it'll be. He says, uh-huh. As long as people enjoy it, it's all about, he says, it's all about the songs, and as long as people enjoy it, then.
Oh, aye, aye.
He's got some amount of energy.
Aye, it's good. I seen him a bit ago at the, and in Glasgow for the 30th anniversary.
Right.
One of the guests, and hence, this is no good for podcasts, but I'm wearing the T-shirt of that tour. But it was a great night. He actually supported himself acoustically, done a wee set beforehand.
Aye.
And then they come on with the full band and that. So
it was
a great amount of songs.
You've seen him in the Adam Smith Centre for Cody.
Aye.
They called the Orphans. There were 20 people there.
Aye.
So we were there. We were one of the 20. And he came out, played the whole gig. Eh? It was superb, but there was nobody there. Eh? But it was a contractual thing. We were going straight at the time. Eh?
Yep. He's had so many different. He's morphed into so many different variations,
aye,
hasn't he?
That's
but
right.
I think the guys on the Woodside have got a good couple more artists lined up as well.
Oh, aye.
You know,
aye,
I think.
Aye.
Tom Robinson's
playing here. Jill from Speedway, what's her second name?
Aye.
I should know that. But she's playing here with some other. Aye. Yep. So a lot of good gigs coming up. Aye.
Such a great. It's turning into one of the iconic venues.
Aye.
Because you can get up close with the artist after it. You know, that's the good thing about it. You can do that. So I'm not keeping you much longer, but enjoy the gig. And thanks for introducing you. Eventually, you spoke to me. Now you can tell with the headphones and that. You know, that's that guy.
Aye.
But no, thanks very much for your
time.
No
problem. Have
a great night, guys.
Good night.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here. Nice to be just about anywhere right now. Thank you for being here. Still nice to see you. I'll just put my guitar on, then I'll start. All right. So, I'm going to do a couple of wee mini sets for you this evening with my pal Nick. He's over there. So I'm just opening a can of tenants right there. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to play and just to kind of establish some structure to ongoing from being stuck in the house for X, Y, and Z reasons. Just wound up John to say, Connie, let us play. So, yeah, so for better or worse, I'm just going to amp off through a whole bunch of stuff. So, if that's alright with you, John here. It'll take a little time, but it's so easy. All the world could soon be mine, and it's so easy. Cause I got a will to do right, and a road that's lit up right, and a photograph of you, and a dream worth sticking to. I know all I've got to do. Is tell it till it's true. I'm gonna tell it till it's true. I can see where I was blind. Now it's so easy. Take the dark and make it shine. It's so easy. Cause I got a will to do right, and a road that's lit up right, and a photograph of you, and a dream worth sticking to. And now all I've got to do is tell it to it's true. I'm gonna tell it till it's true. I'll tell it till it don't need saying anymore. I'll tell it to the truth. I'm gonna tell it till it's true. I'm gonna tell it till it's true.
gonna tell it till it's true. Thank you.
climbing on thread, cause there's a lesson for the learning that he ain't had yet, that what you see is not the same as what you get. What you see is not the same as what you get. What you see is not the same as what you get. You've dug a long way down to find a hole in the ground. Don't you look so sad. I'm not saying that we've all been had, but as the sun keeps rising, there's things that I've learned that you can only measure fire by the things that it's burned. And what you see is not the same as what you get. What you see is not the same as what you get. What you see is not the same as what you get. You dug a long way down to find a hole in the ground. Hole in the ground. Mother Mary, don't you desert me, for surely there's no denying what I plainly see. Though I've got good intentions, sometimes it's hard when the joker in your hand's the only honest card. What you see is not the same as what you get. What you see is not the same as what you get. What you see is not the same as what you get. You've dug a long way down to find a hole in the ground.
I'm probably right by a mile or more. guns and dynamite. I'm probably right, but I've been wrong before. I'm probably right. I got 5 degrees, speak Japanese, and got second sight. Well, shooting stars don't leave for good. They find another neighborhood. They've more to give than some know how to take. But my eyes are wise, the gift has gone. A patch of dark where once you shone. Where black is black, a flame is hard to fake. I'm probably right, I know the score. I'm probably right by a mile or more. I'm probably right. As sure as you come out tonight, I'm probably right. I'm probably right. I'm probably right. I've been wrong before. Thank you. Please come.
Brother, he's gonna kill himself.
I was
trying to fix the stereo on the roof beside the pool. And I wrote this big song right on the roof, not fixing the stereo, so it sounds a lot more kind of a, unlike someone trying to fix the stereo beside a swimming pool. It's called Master of the Man. She could talk with some excitement about the drinks that she left finished. Is the cocktail that she's fixing now intended to impress? She's the girl that I met yesterday but says it's long ago. And there's more than a suggestion that there's something I should know, that we all do what we have to do. If it's the colours on your flag that pulls you through, or if it takes a sin of pride to keep you warm at night, we all
all do what we have to do. Too long in the sun, and you're acting kind of funny like you never used to do. Have me believe that gravity's got problems hanging on to you. Well, I suppose we all know what we have to do. Mother Nature, she was beautiful of you. So won't you walk the plank with me between the devil and the deep blue sea?
Everything is over.
begun. If this is cruel, you'd kill me with kindness. If it's the end, I can't say that I'm mad. And they say everything is over. Everything is over.
Somebody else's name. take some rest, my friend. Take a slow boat to morning. To morning. Tomorrow's gonna be a good day. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Oh, hey, 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 hey.
before you try it. I'll help you dig yourself a hole so you can lay down and die. So get ready for what's coming your way. That dust on your horizon will be at your door one day. I know it's a wheel of fortune, though you might get a little bruised. What have you really got to lose? For what comes to pass, whatever comes to pass, whatever comes to pass, won't wait on you.
To be clever, but I had to be
There's only one place I belong. There's only one way to get there, and I know that I'm not wrong. Wheels of water pulling me down, down. Wheels of water pulling me to sleep, and then you'll cry yourself awake, and I know I'll hear you whisper before you scream. When among your scattered ribbons lies a girl without a dream, and though you're still, I hear you breathing. Maybe
maybe that shouldn't mean much to me. But I've a reason for believing, and I can't help what I see. For this is where we were meant to be. 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 This is where we were meant to be.
After all, any chance. You're all the way out then until the bar breaks and the earth shakes. Are you saying it couldn't happen here? It couldn't happen here.
Yeah.
much being here. It's lovely, and I really do mean that. I'm beginning to voice is beginning to go big time, so I'm going to give the last of it this evening, and it's my pleasure in more ways than one, and to have Nick also play with me in this guitar. Very, very on the fly at the last minute, and thanks to John for putting us on the market outside, so that's good to work. And we're both proud, and that also sounds patronising, but believe me, it's difficult to get a good crowd these days, so they were worth it. You have the best of my love and the rest of my voice. So for this evening, I shall see you again. But remember, check out new material because it is worth it. And it's, I very glibly said sales fiction. We love it, we think it's great, and it's well worth a listen. So we'll leave you with this little, quiet little number. Okay? It's as cold as December, but the music keeps me warm, and I'm laughing out loud at the wonder of your deeds. You let me live rent free while you're burning down my street, and that's alright. That's alright.
So it's post-gig at Kevin McDermott. What a fantastic gig it was. So just going to walk about and
get a wee chat with some of the punters. There's still plenty to hear. This place is buzzing. So, aye, let's get a wee wander about, see who we can talk to. I'm coming to use two again. Just to ask. Sorry for butting in. Just to ask yous, how good was the gig?
Oh, we really enjoyed the gig. I don't know how often Kevin does this stuff, but he should do it a lot more. It's superb in that. And then the young guy come on after to help him out in that as well.
I think it was Nick. I've got his name now. I think it's Nick.
Aye, Nick is brilliant. Now, you're a better man than me. Do you know if Nick played with him on the full band tour? I remember I went to see him.
I think he does, aye.
And I remember the young guy played the lead guitars and the long hair. And it could be him. I'm sure it will be because he fits the bill. He's a great guitarist.
Yes, aye. Well, Kevin was saying Nick was coming on and he was going to fill in bits.
Aye, exactly, aye.
I thought the whole... No, the first half, great. You know what I mean?
I know.
He's such a warm character, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was good. And I don't know, I think he appreciated as well with the audience because I think he seen the crowd and thought, I'm here in Fife, I'm in Aberdour, how's this crowd come here, you know? But he's got fans all over the place, you know? And I appreciate, you know, what he's about and that. And honestly, it was a great gig. And on our doorstep, superb, you know, what can you say?
I really appreciate your time, so thank both of you very much.
No, stick nice to meet you.
Stick a name in again.
I'm Davey.
Davey and?
And that's my brother, Terry. So Davey, I'm from Dalgety Bay and my brother's from Dunfermline.
Super.
Okay.
Well, Davey, Terry, thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Podcast will be out in a couple of weeks. So
look forward to it.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thank you. So we might be able to butt in on a couple of these people. Maybe. Just want to spend a couple of minutes on a podcast, guys. God, come on. Have a wee chat about the gig. This is the man, is it?
He's a local paper.
Is he? Oh, right.
Five Free Press.
Oh, right, okay. No, you sit there, you stay there, it's okay, I'll come round here. So you can pass it around though, right, so...
No,
I'm sorry to butt in. So this is the Made in Scotland 80s podcast. We've done previous gigs here before and things like that. So we've done the Bathers gig a few weeks ago. So it's just to get your thoughts off the gig, off Kevin and, you know, your night here in Aberdour. That's pretty much it. So if you want to introduce yourself, it's Fife Free Press, apparently.
Yeah.
And they're all laughing, so you need to stick them in. So we're sitting in the bar and everybody's getting drunk, I think.
Yeah, well, some of them are, yeah.
Not everyone, no.
I'm driving.
Are you driving? Yeah. So they've handed you the mic and you're driving, so...
Yep.
Right, okay. So I'm Dougie, I'm from the Made in Scotland 80s podcast, and we are with...
Alan Crowe, I'm the editor of the Fife Free Press in Kirkcaldy.
Oh. Enough said. Alan, did you enjoy the gig tonight?
Yeah, it's a fantastic venue and a great show. I mean, I've only seen Kevin a couple of times. The last time I saw him was at Inlet of Thones, in the middle of nowhere up near St Andrews.
Yep.
A long time ago. It's fabulous to get live music again. That's the most important
thing. It is, yeah. Yeah.
And it's great to see a good crowd here as well.
Yep.
And fine voice as well. Great songs, great banter. And it's also the most relaxed venue going.
It is.
You don't stand this. You can actually talk to the acts. You know,
yep.
You meet them in the bar. I've met a few gigs here at the Woodside, Glen Tilbrook, and the Cash Back in Fife Festival.
Yep.
We celebrated Johnny Cash. That was the last gig before lockdown. Possibly the last gig in Scotland, I'm not sure. It was literally the cusp of lockdown.
Ah, right.
And we spent the whole weekend here. And it was absolutely...
It's such a lovely place as well.
John's done a fantastic job here. It's got the potential to have so much live music.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's got Tom Robinson coming. It's not a start recently. And he's got Rab Noakes as well.
He has, yeah. And I think James Grant is coming.
Yeah, he's done a few gigs here. Yeah. So it's a great place to come to, yeah.
It is, aye. So I think tonight, Kevin can... I was really surprised on Kevin's set, you know, it got everybody, you know, he just played some songs that were just wonderful.
Yeah, and also they resonate with the fans, the songs that they know. It's always great to hear fans singing along. It just slowly picks up, and before you realise it, the whole audience is singing. And it's a sign of that they love the music. He also quite enjoyed it as well.
He did.
You can't fake that.
No.
It's a great intimate setting, but it's also very informal.
Yep.
If somebody asks him a question, he'll answer it. I've seen that a few gigs here. It's not like doing a standard gig where you go and do your set and you say thank you, good night. It is much more of a relaxed. Yep. He was around here just saying thanks to everybody as well.
Yeah, he's such a humble guy.
I think that's a really nice touch.
Yep.
If you haven't met him before, or my brother's a big fan, you know, and yeah, you get a chance to chat to him for 2 minutes.
So do you want to talk us into everybody that's too scared to come to the mic?
Oh, that's my brother Martin. He's a super fan. He's been a fan of Kevin McDermott for 30 years.
Right.
So he got me into him.
Right.
His wife Shaz and Martin's friends, colleagues that he's met up here as well.
Right.
Who also came to the gig independently. So yeah, it's great to see faces out here.
Mm-hmm.
Good fun.
I think it's going to be one of these places. I know it is one of these places that's rapidly turning into one of these iconic places that these guys want to play.
I know you had the Bathers here. They did a gig, an online gig, first of all.
Yep.
There's only an audience of 4 or 5, literally the band and the sound guys. I did a wee piece on that, and then they came back again. No, Sir John's a great music fan. See, he's putting on gigs that he'd like to see himself.
That's that.
If you've got that enthusiasm and you've got the contacts, and these venues work because the acts go away saying, I had a really good time.
Aye.
So Kevin and Demmer tell somebody who says, oh, I must try it.
Yep.
Because, you know, do you want to play a gig in Aberdour? It's not on the beaten track.
Uh-huh.
Lovely village. You come along here, you're well looked after, you have a smashing night, and before you know it, you think, I'm going to come back again. We saw Glenn Tilbrook here, and he had an outstanding gig.
Right.
And he wants to come back, because lockdown came, and the world went to hell in a handcart. But yeah, it's got the potential to be that relaxed, informal, acoustic-y singer-songwriter. It's perfect for them.
Brilliant. Alan, thanks very much for your time.
No problem.
I won't take up any more of your time. You get back to enjoy your night.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
No problems.
Thank you. You need to tell. Well, we haven't had the chance to actually introduce us.
I know, that's right. I've just followed you on Twitter.
Oh, have you? Thea.
Yes.
How was the gig?
It was fantastic. I wish I could count how many times I've seen Kevin McDermott. And I posted on Facebook today that I moved to Scotland in 1992 from California. Come from the sun. It's about me. I'm just kidding. I used to play Kevin on college radio in California.
Right.
So the first gig I think I went to in Scotland was Kevin McDermott Orchestra at the Halt Bar, 1992.
Cool.
Right? So tonight feels like full circle, 30 years later.
Right.
First gig, I met my first... ambience. I met my first friend in Scotland at that gig at the Halt Bar 30 years ago. So and Kevin used to come with his guitar and play all the time. One of the first times he came to play, it was at Lady Lane in Paisley, 26 Lady Lane in Paisley, right? It was right next to a pub. And when Kevin got totally lost coming to do a session for me, and he said to me, Thea, you should have said it was right next to the Rock Pub or something like that. You know, like, that's how you tell Scottish people directions. It's right next to that such and such pub. You know, I'm like, sorry. I don't remember what it was called. It was 30 years ago, but let's call it the Rock, whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
It's such a lit. I think he kind of surpassed any expectations tonight. He was so warm. He's such a legend of let's kind of Scottish music, and sometimes overlooked. You know, it's a bit of a shame.
I think he's one of Scotland's best kept secrets for singer-songwriters. To be honest, he should have done just as well as Delametri.
Yep.
You know, Justin Curry. You know, they're equal.
You can tell with the artist they have so much respect for him because they've all worked with him. You know, and you know it's just being in that right place at the right time. He had like Charlene Spiteri from Texas who was doing backing vocals on one of his songs, on one of his albums. So, is it the right place at the right time? And
no.
But Kevin's songs still stands the test of time, you know?
Definitely stood the test of time. It felt so great hearing them all. And, you know, I shared earlier on Twitter that it's so great when you go to a gig and you know every single song.
Yep.
Every single song, and you can sing along.
Aye.
It makes all the difference in the world, really.
That was great. Thea, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was fantastic. How did you end up in Aberdour? How did this...
So I'm actually friends with John, the owner.
Right.
So I'm a trainer, and he's been on some of my workshops, in-person workshops for Business Gateway. And we met, and we just hit it off, and so we've been friends ever since. It's probably been...
And I do believe you have an 80s...
I do. Do you know, actually, I have
a book.
I have a, an 80s pop quiz book.
Right.
I have a publishing brand called Totally Content, or Totally Content, depending on how you say it. And I have two books that are word searches for Scottish called Totally Scottish. right in there for Made in Scotland. Right. And I have an 80s word search and an 80s quiz book called Totally 80s Pop Quiz. And it's a relaunched version of one I did in 1998.
Right.
So
right.
I republished it last year.
Brilliant.
And I'm working on one now called Brit Hits of the 80s, specifically top 50 hits from Britain,
mm-hmm.
to mark my 30 years here in Scotland. And hopefully that'll be out next month. So,
so where can we find these?
Everything's on Amazon under the Totally Content brand. Yeah,
Totally Content brand,
totally
right, okay.
Content books, yeah.
Well, I need to get that, because John had mentioned it earlier, but it's not one that I have, but John had mentioned it earlier,
funny.
So
yeah.
So we need to try that one out, see what the trivia is like.
Well, and to be honest, we'll have a talk nearer the time, but I've been working on a Scottish one specifically about Scottish music.
Super. Oh, that'd be great.
So that'll be right up your street, I think.
Oh, it will be.
I'll quiz you.
No, it's just a learning curve for me.
There you go. All right, fantastic.
See, thank you very much for your time.
You.
Yeah, you too. We're in the noisy corner.
Seriously.
Thanks, Thea. Well, folks, that's where we end the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. It was great to make it, and it was such a privilege to meet Kevin. Top man. Thanks, Kevin, for your time. Thanks to Nick as well. Great acoustic performance from both of you. Had the crowd in your hand, we're all singing away. And it was great to see some young people there that were singing every word. So, fantastic. Great night. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. A huge thanks to everybody that took part. So thanks to Ralph and Lindsay. Thanks to Terry and Davey. Thanks to Alan Crowe from the Fife Press. Thanks to Thea Newcomb. So she's our Totally Content brand, and it's on Amazon. I'll post the links if you want to have a look at the books. It's 80s pop quiz books. They're meant to be really good. And I've got a couple orders. I'm just waiting for them coming in. And thanks to John. Thanks to all the staff. And thanks to McTee's Deli for wonderful breakfast the next morning. And just thanks to you, the listeners, because this is why we make it. It's all for you, and it's just that's it. You know, it's for the love of Scottish music, it's the love for 80s talent, 80s, 90s talent, and just to keep the good memories alive and just to bring out some new music and introduce it to younger generations. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch up with you again soon. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.